This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, got a lot of feedback that we'll get caught up on.
A lot of feedback.
But Scott, today is Canada Day. Happy Canada Day to our Canadian listeners out there, and happy Canada Day to all my relatives who literally go from one side of Canada to the other.
They're all over the place.
They are all over the place. That country is just rotten with my relatives. From Victoria, British Columbia on one side to Antigonish, Nova Scotia on the other.
Where?
Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
Antigonish.
Have you not heard of Antigonish?
No, I've heard of the actress Annabelle Gish.
Yeah, different thing.
Okay.
Antigonish is a small town in Nova Scotia where St. Evex University is.
Are there any big towns other than Halifax in Nova Scotia?
I don't know if
Halifax is all that big, but it's the one I know.
Does New Glasgow count?
Nope.
No? Then I got nothing. I got nothing. I'm down with my mom grew up in St. John, New Brunswick, and I still have relatives there. Shout out Mary Eileen and Greg, new guy. And her son plays hockey. He was playing for Charlottetown of the Quebec Major Junior League. He's a goalie, Charlottetown, sorry. But now he is in, I got to find the place because it's a great name place. I can't think of the name, but he's playing somewhere else.
Better than Baba Ganoush?
Baba Ganoush.
Or I'm sorry, what was it called?
Antigonish.
Oh, Antigonish.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So he's playing Quebec Major Junior Hockey. I got Ottawa. Mullen Goosh. Goosh?
Yeah.
Ottawa. I got cousin Mikey in Toronto. Randy in Ottawa. But anyway, so I got relatives.
You got them all over the place. Yeah. It's no coincidence, by the way, that Canada Day falls on the first day of NHL free agency.
Seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
So today, and we've done a lot of different stuff on Canada Day over the years. What's the best place in Canada to visit? What's your favorite place in Canada to go to? Because, you know, I've had a chance to go all over, and I really do like the East Coast. I mean, we did a big family thing on Prince Edward Island, and it was awesome. It was really, really cool, and that was great. But last summer, we went to visit. We kind of do every 2 years, everybody gets together, and one of the cousins hosts, and it was my cousin Colleen and her husband, Big Mountie, and it was, you know, he's on the Canadian Mounted Police, and he's 6'7" tall.
Oh, that's so a Big Mountie.
So yeah. His name is uh-huh. Big Mountie. We went to some place on Vancouver Island, a little area called Parkville. It was beautiful. I have a couple dream destinations in Canada, okay?
Well, you know, I've got at least one dream destination.
And Gator, where would that perhaps be?
Little town in Alberta. It's called... I've never been to Banff. I've only been to basically Windsor, Leamington, Leamington adjacent, and Toronto. And I've driven through from Windsor to Buffalo. So I've gone through
like Hamilton and
Brantford, and you head towards London to make a right or whatever. So
yep.
But that's all I've done. I would love to see Banff, all things
Canadian Rockies are insane.
It looks beautiful. And the other place I absolutely want to see is Vancouver.
Yeah. Yeah, Vancouver's nice. I've only been through Vancouver.
But I'd love to see Quebec.
Yeah, Quebec is really rural and out there, I'll tell you that.
Check out Montreal, Quebec City. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go back to Toronto. There's a lot I'd like to see because what I've seen feels like it's stuck in 1977, which is basically Windsor. And there's nothing wrong with it. I enjoy going to Windsor, but it really has not been modernized at all. And none of those towns, the towns I've been through, it's all the same thing. And they're quaint and they have character and it's great. But I want to see something, you know, more industrious, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, that's not it. For me, it is Banff. I would love to go to Banff. But the other one, Whistler. Dude, I want to go ski Whistler in the worst way. Like, that is...
Where is Whistler?
Whistler's in Vancouver or in British Columbia as well. It's I had a few hours drive out of Vancouver. And it's where the skiing was in the Olympics. It was at Whistler. But
I think you might be right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Miramichi, that's where my relative Jack Flanagan is a goalkeeper for Miramichi.
Miramichi's?
Miramichi. Anyway, here's the question. What's the best place in Canada to visit? 248-539-9797. And you know what? It could be as simple as Toronto. Toronto is a fun city to go to. I've been to Toronto several times just on vacation. Love Toronto. It is so big. The footprint size of the greater Toronto area is mind-blowing. Montreal is a fun town. Montreal has a very European feel. And I could spend a day around Olympic Stadium trying to figure that place out and what the hell they were thinking. Because that's another massive footprint place.
I'm not sure
Miramichi is a great place to visit.
No?
No.
Right along Lake, I guess, would be Huron.
Mm-hmm.
Is it what's the Blue Mountain or something like that?
Blue Mountain is a ski resort. Collingwood, yes, been there a couple times. It's pretty damn good. It's like a five hour drive maybe from Metro Detroit. I would say anybody goes skis Michigan up north, it's a little bit more than that. It's not big mountains, but Blue Mountain is definitely I think it's probably the best Midwest skiing I've had. I like Boyne Highlands, Nubs Knob, Boyne Mountain, those are great. But, well, for Midwest skiing, Blue Mountain's a little bit bigger than those.
And I've got friends that have gone out. They do like a annual trip or semi-annual trip to the Pinery.
I don't know.
Heard that. I think that's along over by in that area as well.
Mm-hmm. Don't know much about that. 248-539-9797. Anyway, what do you think is the best place in Canada to visit? In the meantime, we got open line calls. We'll get to some Tiger stuff coming up. Let's get back to your phone calls. Mark in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? I want to say everybody talking about the Pistons. I like the Malik Beasley too, and you know you just can't get caught up like that. I don't think he did it. Regardless of the outcome, he messed it. You bring it on yourself. So, I don't think Caris LeVert and Malik Monk is that bad of a replacement. I mean, Malik Monk is an upgrade to me. In 2021, he shot 40% from three. I think it's an upgrade from Beasley in a way.
Well, look, let's start with the Beasley thing is depressing. It is, you know, like you said, you can't get caught up on it. I hope that when it's all said and done, he's innocent of these charges or this investigation shows nothing. Malik Monk, nothing's happened yet that I've seen. There are rumors out there that Malik Monk could come to Detroit.
There's something to that, because when I checked, the final word hasn't been put out about the deal. I don't know if it's Monk or whoever coming, but it's got to be somebody from the Kings, because the Kings want to unload somebody in, so they can sign. But I want to know this. If they do get Monk, do they have any salary cap left to use to go out and get another shooter? Because I still think they need another shooter.
In the NBA, you always have excessive cap, and you know, it's about which apron do you want to cross, how much tax are you willing to pay. I got to tell you, I just don't think Malik Monk is the shooter that Beasley is.
He's not.
And you think he's an upgrade?
I think it's an upgrade in a way. I mean, Beasley isn't the best defender either. I mean, he shoots threes. I like him, but I think Malik Monk is a better player than Beasley.
Well, Monk is coming off his two best seasons scoring wise, and he's, I think, 27 years old. He's 27, just turned 27 in February. And the last 2 years, he scored 15, and then this past year, 17 points a game. He's an excellent free throw shooter, 85% in his career. And he's a 35% three-point shooter. He shot 35.9 in 2023, then followed up with 35, and last year was dropped down to 32.5. So, and he's taking more three-pointers than he ever has. Is he an upgrade over Beasley from a shooting standpoint? Not based on statistics, what we saw last year with Beasley. Beasley was outstanding last year. But would it be... If this comes to fruition, was it sign a trade with Schroeder? Is that what that would be?
Yeah.
It would be a welcome addition, I think. I don't think anybody's saying, oh, don't do that. I'm not sure if the Pistons have that big man just yet.
Yeah, I'm not against, to be clear, I'm not against bringing in Malik Monk. I just don't, I might take issue with that being an upgrade. But 248-539-9797. We'll get to some Tiger stuff coming up. Also, Canada Day. What's the best place in Canada to visit? It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores. and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.